This is Audible.
Macmillan Audio presents Children of Anguish and Anarchy by Tommy Adeyemi. Read by Cynthia Erivo. To the Most High, thank you for the mountaintops and the valleys and the incredible journey in between. I keep thinking about before it all began, before the scroll and the stone and the promise of magic, before our war against the monarchy broke out across the lands. I think of the divine storm the Iyika brought to Lagos's gates, the way the palace windows shattered like glittering rain. I think of Mama and Baba, of my brother Zane. I think of Mazeli and my reapers, of how we were supposed to reign. That was before the skulls threw us onto their ships, before they stripped us of all we had, before they dragged me away from those I loved, held me down and shaved my head, before I looked into the eyes of my abductors and could only see the blood runes carved into their masks. I think of all the Magi who were stolen from their lands, all the Magi who will never feel Orisha again. Part 1. Chapter 1. Zeli. Help me. The quiet prayer waits on my lips, afraid to be spoken aloud, somehow knowing if I reach for help, only silence will follow. Heat hangs like the shackles around my neck. The air churns with the stench of the dead. A thick layer of dirt and grime coats every section of my skin. My bones ache from within. Thunder rumbles like the pounding of canvased drums, stirring me from my haze. It draws me from my dark corner up to the curved iron bars that create my hanging cage. The metal shackles around my ankles clank together as I press my face as far into the bars as it will go. Fresh rain and sea spray break through the shaft above my cell. I close my eyes and inhale. Oya. The name of my goddess fills me. It moves something in my soul. Her brewing storm calls out to me like a song. It holds the promise to make me whole. For a few moments, the slanted rain washes away my pain. The distant thunder carries me back to better days. The whistling winds take me to the snow-capped mountains of Ibadan. The village I lived in before the raid, I used to shake in my cot when the thunder roared. It was Mama who taught me not to fear the rain. You must not be afraid, my love. Even after all these years, the memory of Mama's voice wraps around my heart. I feel the warmth of her soft fingers against my cheek, the gentle cadence she used to speak. Oya doesn't just visit us in death, Mama whispered into my ear. We can feel her presence in the storms and the racing winds. I remember the way Mama coaxed me out of bed, past Baba and Zane, fast asleep in their hanging cots. It wasn't the first night she brought me to the mountaintop, but it was the first time she brought me to meet the storm. She took my hand and led me up a winding trail. I could hardly see beyond the tangle the winds made of my white hair. Our bare feet slid along the gravel-lined path. Every time I tried to turn back, Mama forced me to go on. By the time we reached the flattened mountain peak, the huts of our sleeping village looked like anthills, hundreds of meters below. Jagged silhouettes flickered around us every time a lightning bolt lit up the sky. I felt like I could reach over the peak's edge and touch the clouds. Feel her, Zeli. my tiny frame shivered in the pounding rain. But the violent downpour only made Mama feel more alive. She stretched her long arms wide and raised her head to the chaos above. When the lightning crackled around her, she looked like a god. "That's it, little Zell," Mama nodded. I closed my eyes and lifted my hands to the raging skies. Oya's storms don't just bring the rain. They are a harbinger of her sacred change. I hold on to the memory of Mama's words until my eyes begin to sting. Every time I think I can't lose anything else, I lose everything. I've lost count of how many times over the past moon I've called out to my gods. How many times nothing but sorrow has answered in return. I cannot bear to hope anymore. The more I hope, the further I fall.